And hello, friend.
The important points here are the wind-up of the hips and body, the extension of the left arm, and the cock of the wrist, indicated by the angle between the left arm and the shaft of the club.
Oh, my goodness. In your life have you seen anything like that?
This crowd has gone deadly silent. Cinderella story, out of nowhere. A former greenskeeper now about to become the Masters champion.
McConnell Buick GMC presents Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show.
Oh my, oh my. Hello again, friends, and welcome to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show, presented by our friends at McConnell Automotive, the number one GMC dealer in the state of Alabama. Let them show you why they're number one when you're ready to purchase that next vehicle. Visit McConnellAutomotive.com. This is where we talk golf first, Douglas. Oh, my goodness. And we're right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. I am Randy Bergen as we're broadcasting live today from our McConnell Automotive Bridgestone Golf Studios at Timber Creek Golf Club in beautiful Daphne, Alabama. We welcome you aboard with us, hanging out with us today, the owner and general manager here at Timber Creek, the big guy, the raging Cajun, our good friend Rob Bradley. Rob, as always, man, thanks for having us here.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Randy and Doug. I'm looking forward to spending the hour with you two, and we always have a way to talk about some very interesting subjects, and it's not always about golf.
Well, so, you're absolutely right.
Golf first.
Golf first. You're absolutely right. And we're going to bring on this next guy. You mentioned his name. I can't. It's hard for me to say these words. So,
yes.
Rob, why don't you do it for me?
Yes. We have Doug, and Doug is the host of WarEagleTV.com.
Very nice.
And we are
very
glad
nice.
To have him because I am also a War Eagle fan.
And we should mention Southeastern Conference champions.
Right? Oh, yes.
Oh, there
I
you
like
go.
It. See
there
that?
You go.
We're all on the right side of the table.
Very good. Very good. Of course, Doug Holton with that station, that TV. But I'm going to let you say it. It's tough for me to say.
What?
War
Eagle TV.com.
Yes.
He could say SEC champs, though, can't
he? I can't say. You've not had that often, have you?
Well, three out of the last 4 years, I think.
Okay. And we just like to stay in the present.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right. Well,
like to stay
I'll let
present.
You.
Yep.
As somebody said to me in Auburn in the last day or two, Randy, it's only 2 miles from here to Auburn Arena. It was Auburn Arena instead of Jordan-Hare Stadium. But I thought that was interesting.
Very. Very. All right. Hey, today on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line, we got a great lineup for you. David Musial, we call him the professor. He is the general manager at Glen Lakes Golf Club. Golf for Dummies. Okay. He's
yes.
got a good one for you today. We had a special request from a listener. As you know, he always puts a theme song with the tip. Today's theme song comes from a little Aerosmith and Walk This Way.
Oh, my goodness. I'm looking forward
Settle down
to that.
There, big guy. Settle down. It's going to be pretty interesting. No doubt about it. Dave always has a way of surprising us. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, a good friend of ours, PGA teaching professional and our East Coast correspondent, Greg Richborg. We call him Gooch. Okay, he is going to be on with us as we'll talk a little bit about the Arnold Palmer. And I don't know why we keep getting that little sound, but
it's nice, though.
It really is. It really is. Of course, the Arnold Palmer Invitational going on down in Orlando at Bay Hill. Have had the opportunity to play there. Greg actually grew up there. Gooch did. And we're going to talk a little bit about his relationship that he had with Mr. Palmer.
Oh, wow.
I think you'll find it very interesting.
That's exciting.
So we'll have a lot of fun with him. And then we'll wind up the show with Emily Mello. She is the Director of Marketing for Kraft Farms and Peninsula Golf Course. A lot going on down there. They have partnered up with us, and we'd be happy to talk with her. You know, they got that clubhouse down there, and they have remodeled it. They're finished with it. She'll fill us in on all of that down there. So should be a lot of fun.
It's going to be a good show.
I think it will be. Obviously, we'll get you the official world golf rankings along with your professional tour leaderboards. We're going to talk a little Tiger, talk a little feel, all right? Also, America's 2023 Ryder Cup captain has been announced. Europe has not yet announced theirs, and we'll maybe drill down and give you some contenders that could possibly get that captain's position.
And interesting to hear Zach this week talk about when he was asked the question, would he entertain Phil Mickelson as his assistant captain?
Don't say it yet. Okay. Don't say it. We'll talk about that.
Ooh,
all right.
That's a cliffhanger.
That is exactly what that is. All right. Hey, I do want to mention a guy gave this to me. And I'm going to let you take a look at this, Doug. The 2022 Masters. Here are some of the lines on the gambling, if you're a gambler.
Ooh, okay, yeah.
Look down at the bottom down there. Our buddy Freddie Couples and Mike Weir. If you go lay $100 on them,
yeah.
What is it, $10,000?
You're going to lose $100.
Did you see Fred got remarried?
Absolutely.
Yep.
Wow.
He sure did, right there on the beach.
Yeah, I love Freddie.
He looked really happy.
This is what, his third wife?
Third one.
Yeah.
It's funny, and I'm name dropping, but when we were young, we had him at Le Triomphe in Lafayette, Louisiana, and he was brand new on the tour, and he said, man, I got to get going, man. He says, I got a huge mortgage I got to pay.
And he did pretty well for
that.
Himself.
Yeah, he did real well.
He did do well for himself, no doubt about it. Hey, let me mention this to you. The first annual JTC Legacy Golf Tournament. It's the Jackson Clark Foundation Golf Tournament. It's going to happen. Got a little time on this. May the 6th. Friday, May the 6th. This is for a great cause. It'll be happening at our buddy's place, Quail Creek Golf Club in Fairhope.
Bobby Hall.
Absolutely. Sweet Swinging Bobby Hall. They have put this together with Christy Kelly and Bobby Clark. And a great, great tournament that you need to be a part of.
Yeah.
Why don't you go ahead and register? And there's going to be there. I think they got a lot of things going on. You got lunch and dinner, all provided for this tournament. But give them a call. You can call Bobby and them at Quail Creek. The number 251-990-0120, I believe is what it is. 0240 is the number. Okay, but certainly check it out. You can go online to charitygolftoday.com/JTC Legacy. Be sure and check that out for sure. All right, a lot to get into today.
Yeah, I was just looking at your list here of the Masters odds, and I thought it was funny this week. Max Homa at Bay Hill. Did you hear his comments about the odds? He said, "I'm Tiger Woods is a bigger favorite than me, and he's not even playing." And Ricky Fowler too is up there ahead of Max Homa, which is interesting.
You know, Homa had mentioned something about that PIP, the player impact, mm-hmm. And he said he hopes that the PGA blows that up because he knows he's not going to have any influence on that. But we may get into that a little bit later if we have time, for sure. Hey, before we go any further,
yes.
We're almost about to take our first time out. What's going on here at Timber Creek?
I'll tell you, Randy, we're so excited. The golf course is in good shape. We have Top Tracer now, which is kind of the talk of the town. And for those listeners that haven't quite heard about Top Tracer yet, it's very much like Top Golf. And you can rent a bay for an hour, and it's $50, and you can have as many as four people. And for basically a price of a bucket of balls, you get unlimited range balls during that hour. You get food and beverage service. You can play St. Andrews. You can play Pebble Beach. You can play
Doug's favorite, go fishing.
Go fish. Go fish. That's for the children, but we don't want to necessarily talk about that on the air. No. So, yes, but the kids love go fish. And you also can get your readings on all your shots. You can see what the launch angle is. You can see what the spin rate is. See what the apex point is. You can see what the curvature is, the landing, the roll. And it tells the truth. There's a truth meter on there. So it tells you the actual distances that you're hitting it as opposed to what you may assume you're hitting it. And it's very helpful for your golf game.
And if folks want to do that, how do they do that?
Yeah, it's area code 251-621-9900. And you can reserve a bay, and we'd love to have you. And we have about a 90% of the people that play it rent an additional hour. So it's been really well received.
Cool. Hey, I want to remind you to get your Saturday mornings kicked off with the Prep Sports Report beginning at 8 a.m. each Saturday on these same stations. Coach Rick Cleveland, Coach Mark Laster, and I will keep you up to date on everything happening in the prep sports world around the Gulf Coast of Alabama and the complete state of Alabama, even in the panhandle of Florida and Mississippi, Doug.
Wow.
Did you
guys
know that?
You guys are stretching out a little bit there.
We are. Thank you.
Yeah, mover and shakers.
You be sure and check it out right here on these same stations. But listen, Coach Lasseter and Rick do a great job. I just kind of get them going in a direction. That's
don't
all.
Don't sell yourself short.
All right. Hey, when we get back, we will visit with our good friend David Musial, the professor of golf for dummies. He's up next right here on Southern Fairways Golf Radio. the all-time favorite songs right there. One of the best songs ever. Little Jerry Rafferty in Baker Street. All right.
That reminds me of high school golf right there. Yeah. What was that, 70?
Yep. 1976, right there, I think, something like that. Yeah, good stuff right there. Hey, welcome back to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. I'm Randy Bergen, joined by the owner and general manager here at Timber Creek, our good friend, the Raging Cajun, the big guy, Mr. Rob Bradley, and Doug Holton. Doug, your TV is somethingsomethingtv.com.
Exactly. Thanks for that promo.
War Eagle.
Like to go ahead and lots of people that. Tune in for that. No, War Eagle TV. Yeah, if you want to join us and keep up on the Tigers, basketball is going well. Football spring practice is about to begin. And, you know, one of the things I get more response than anything on, Randy, is the gymnastics team. Did you watch that, Rob?
I did.
The other night?
Yeah.
I didn't watch it the other night. I did watch it a couple weeks ago when Alabama and Auburn, I think they were in Auburn.
Yes.
And I watched it. I got to tell you.
Yeah.
But the other night, number 3, Florida, number 6, Auburn, and Darion Goborn comes back with a 10 in the last event, and they tie number 3, Florida. A tie. And so Florida wins the SEC championship because Auburn had to win to tie for the championship. But Suni Lee and the gymnastics team, wow, they're really making an impact.
Wow, that's awesome. Exciting. That's awesome. Very nice. Hey, let's go to our Jason Young, State Farm Insurance guest line, and welcome in our partner. We call him the professor. He is the general manager at Glen Lakes Golf Club in Foley, Alabama, Mr. David Musial. David, how you doing, brother?
Doing great, guys. Got a beautiful day of golf here at Glen Lakes. Got a lot of golfers on the course, and I hope you have them up there at Timber Creek. And wanted to give Doug congratulations on the Auburn Tigers winning the regular season of the SEC. Congratulations. Got some good basketball coming up, but good time of year for sports.
Well, it is, and before we get into your Golf for Dummies, let's just take just a second and talk about we know now that Zach Johnson will be the captain for the Ryder Cup for the Americans. Europe has not picked theirs yet. A couple of guys that you may think about. Now, I know Lee Westwood kind of pulled his name out of the hat, but Luke Donald would be a good one. Of course, we could give you Luke's resume, but he was former world number one. How about a fellow that played golf at UAB? Graham McDowell, that would be a nice one as well. Henrik Stenson, I'm going to tell you. And I remember I saw Henrik, of course, they're playing down at Bay Hill right now. We were down in Bay Hill several years ago and watched him hit when he was really just killing that three wood. And we watched him hit that three wood. I don't know. It was like 290, almost 300 yards.
Oh, my gosh.
It was like a cannon.
Yeah.
And
you'd get him on the top tracer.
That would be fun, wouldn't it? That'd be fun. But, yeah, so just a couple of names. You got any thoughts of who you might think? Francesco Molinari might be another good one.
Yeah,
I like Henrik Stenson. Yeah, he's got a lot of fire in him and has played well in the Ryder Cup. Graham McDowell's another one the same way. So I like Zach Johnson as our pick. He's a steady guy, and I think he'll do well for us.
Let me ask you this real quick, guys. All right, think about this one name. Whenever you think about the Ryder Cup, now, he's a little loud in the clothing that he wears, okay?
Poulter.
He is one of – huh?
Poulter.
Exactly. Ian Poulter.
Yeah.
I mean, he gets fired up.
Oh, my god.
That would be a neat pick, too.
Yeah, no
he
doubt.
Captures the essence of the competition,
yeah.
Doesn't he?
He'll be a captain at some point, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Gotta be. What's that, Dave?
Oh, without a doubt. I think you're going to see Poulter as well as he's played in the Ryder Cup and the intensity he's got. Yeah, I'm like Doug. He'll be a captain at some point.
All right, it's time for our Golf for Dummies, and this is going to come from Aerosmith and a little Walk This Way. So let's see what this Golf for Dummies is all about coming your way here. All right, Dave, take it away.
All right, did you know that 33% of all golf played was by walkers? And a round of golf walk is somewhere between 4 to 6 miles of steps. You burn 50% more calories when walking in a round of golf versus being in the cart. And you burn over 1,000 calories when you walk in a round of golf. Well, this all sounds good, but some golf courses like the Glen Lakes Dune to Vista layout has a lot of real estate in between the holes, and it will stretch it out if you did walk that one 6 to 8.5 miles. And we really only let college players and high school players in events walk those. So in a 36-hole event that a player could walk as much as 17 miles for 36 holes in a tournament. We suggest that you go smaller. Try 9 holes, possibly our Lakes course at Glen Lakes, where it's flat, it's easy from green to tee to be able to get to the different holes, and less than $20 to try it. You can find that you can mark your yardages easier by walking. You'll have a better mental focus when you walk. PGA Tour players and, again, college players continue to walk. So just give it a try sometime. It's a good way to get some good exercise while enjoying the great game of golf. I am David Musial, and that was Golf for Dummies. I don't see Randy and Rick Cleveland out there walking 18 holes, but, you know, start with nine.
I've never seen that.
No, let me tell you, the last time I walked was there was a hurricane, and Rick and I went out to play in this hurricane. And Bobby said to Quail Creek, he said, look, here's the deal, guys. We're closing down. If y'all want to play, you can go walk. And that was probably the last time that I walked, and that was, I don't know, 6 years ago?
Right.
Okay. Just not going to do it. Just not going to do it.
That cart's too attractive.
I'm just lazy.
That drink holder.
Absolutely. Oh, David, you always get me, man. You always get me. Hey, real quick, let's see. We got the Masters coming up not too far from now. By the way, the Rapiscan Classic will be happening the 1st of April. Talk with Steve Schottmeyer, the tournament director. He's going to be on with us not next week but the following week. You won't want to miss that. And we will be live. We'll be doing the remote out there for the Rapiscan. So we're excited about doing that again. It's been since 2019 since they've played there.
Don't forget that small tournament coming up next week, Randy.
That little small one.
Yes.
It's called the Players, right? Yeah.
Right.
Well, let's not forget about the one today, too. I mean, this one at Bay Hill is always pretty neat. I like it. Look, you got Victor Hovland. We've talked about Victor Hovland. He's just back a little bit. I'll give the official world golf rankings. I mean, the leaderboard here in just a moment. But
72 is a great score.
They had a little problem out there Friday, and yesterday was a little tough for them. So it'll be interesting to see how this wraps up.
Got a little fertilizer growing in the rough there.
Yeah,
just a little bit.
Like U.S. Open.
Hey, Dave, have you ever had the opportunity to play Bay Hill?
I have not. It looks like a great place to play. It looks like a great venue. And we're talking about Victor Hovland. It seems like you and I are talking week after week about him. And I would not count him out at the Masters. I mean, every week he's right there in the hunt. I think it's just a matter of time until he wins one.
See, I mean, yesterday, I think he bogeyed. I have to look at his scorecard, but he had a bogey late in the round, I believe. No, he shot even yesterday. But, he missed that birdie. I think he missed the birdie is what I'm thinking about. That would have put him in the lead. But, hey, I like his position right now.
I was watching him putt, I think it was on Friday, and he was just dripping that ball into the hole, and it made me think of Augusta. You know, what you see at Augusta on the greens.
It's a good warm-up for him. All right, D, as always, my brother, we appreciate you taking time to be with us. Another fantastic Golf for Dummies. Walk this way.
Let's all walk this week.
just go nine. You will never go 18. Just start with nine and then build your way up.
I tell you what, Doug, guys. All right, buddy. We'll see you. David Musial, General Manager at Glen Lakes, our professor of Golf for Dummies. I tell you what, why don't you do it? I'll ride.
Let me know how it works out. Yeah.
You'll take my clubs in the cart and I'll walk.
Oh, no. No, if you're going to walk, you're going to do the whole thing.
I got to get the carry bag out.
Oh, my gosh. Huh? He didn't say anything about that.
Uh-oh, Charlie, hang up that phone. Let's get that phone hung up there.
You start talking about walking, everybody's hanging up and running away.
I'm telling you. By the way, if you want to call in, we haven't given away any golf. Let's do that right now. We'll take the fourth phone call at 251-343-0106. 251-343-0106 is the phone number. We'll take the fourth phone call and give you a five-pack of at Glen Lakes. All right, that means you and four of your buddies can go play. We'll take care of the green fees. All you got to do is pick up the cart. All right, so good stuff. And then we're going to give away something out here
absolutely
a little bit later on. So 251-343-0106 is how you could be a winner right here on Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. All right, we were talking about Top Tracer. And, folks, if you've not been out here for Top Tracer, it's the Top Tracer technology, which is what you see on the PGA, on all the professional tours, whenever that – you see the line,
the
where's the ball, the
yep.
graphics, there mm-hmm. it is. And you can do that, but it's not just – there's games out here you can play also. If you want to work on your game, if you want to – you need to know the distances and how accurate you are with each of your clubs, you can do that. There's a top golf game you can play.
Yes.
You can play different golf courses. St. Andrews is one of those. Pebble Beach is one. You can play
close to the pins.
Yeah.
You have points games where the driving range has the various targets, and then you and I could go out and we hit to the targets, and We get points depending on how close we are in proximity to that target. So it's a cumulative game. It's a lot of fun. It gets exciting. It gets tense. You also can play approach shot challenge where you play some really cool courses like St. Andrews, but you're hitting the second shot. And it's a cumulative as well. So we play nine holes, and it's all about the second shot and where you are in proximity to that pin. You have long drives close to the pins. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it really is.
You get a little money game going maybe out there, huh, with some competition?
Absolutely, yeah. You can.
Well, it's fairly inexpensive, too. I mean, if you get four
really
of you,
is.
It's only $50 for the hour. So what is that?
$12?
Yeah,
it's a bucket
not
of balls.
Bad.
Yeah, if you lose, you can blame the technology.
Absolutely.
Right?
There's something wrong with this doggone thing.
All right, let me go ahead and give you the official World Golf Rankings presented by Rolex. John Rahm remains number one. Colin Morikawa, two. Patrick Cantlay is three. There he is. Victor Hovland is fourth. Rory McIlroy, he is fifth. Scottie Scheffler, sixth. Justin Thomas is seventh. Xander Schauffele is eighth. Dustin Johnson is number nine. And Cameron Smith moves into that top ten as he wraps up the top ten for us, presented by Rolex. That is your official World Golf Rankings. So there you go. Cameron Smith is one of those guys you better watch, too.
He's
a player. He is a player, no doubt about it. Hey, we're going to have coming up in our next segment a good friend of ours. He's a PGA teaching professional. He actually teaches during the summer up in Cape Cod.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
That's not a bad gig.
Not bad at all.
Yeah.
Not bad at all. But he is going to be with us. Greg Richborg is his name. We call him Gooch. He'll be on with us. And we're going to talk a little bit about Arnold Palmer and the relationship that he had and playing all these times out at Bay Hill. It's really going to be neat. So you won't want to miss that. All right. Coming up next, right here on Southern Fairways Golf Show.
Get her done. You know who this is? This is Larry the Cable Guy. And you know who you're listening to? That's right. Randy Burgett on Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. And if you're not listening to him, you're a communist. These boys are good.
You know what? Larry was in Biloxi on Friday night. And he's up at one of our favorite places in Philadelphia, Mississippi, up at Dancing Rabbit. The casino's up there. So if you ever have a chance to go see Larry the Cable Guy, I'm telling you, he will crack you up. There is no doubt about it for sure. Welcome back to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. I am Randy Bergen, along with the owner and general manager here at Timber Creek, our good friend Rob Bradley, and the host of WarEagleTV.com. I got it out, Doug.
Oh,
Doug Holton.
Gosh.
Yeah, it hurt a little bit, but I got through it. All
and
right?
No stuttering.
No, I went through that pretty good. Almost like a professional.
When are we playing with Larry, by the way?
Is that
coming up soon?
Yeah. That's in a couple of weeks, okay? Hey, let's go to our Jason Young, State Farm Insurance guest line, and welcome in a very good friend of ours. He is a PGA teaching professional. And actually, is he leading right now on the leaderboard at Bay Hill? Taylor Gooch is leading. We call him Gooch. Is that you? Or are you leading this tournament, Gooch?
You know what? I can't tell you how many texts I get every time that kid gets up to the top of the leaderboard.
Oh, I know you do, man. I know you do.
Hey, are you playing good? I'm like, yeah, no, I'm not.
Oh, my goodness. All right, yeah. We're visiting with Greg Richborg here. Greg, one of the things that growing up, you grew up down there at Bay Hill. You had a relationship with Mr. Palmer. Talk a little bit about the relationship that you had with Mr. Palmer growing up and y'all's family connection.
You know, it was just neat being around him. He was just a regular guy, you know. You met my brother Scott, Randy, and he had a marina condo that was two doors down from Mr. Palmer's. And one day I rode over there to see my brother, and there out front are my niece and nephew throwing a tennis ball around with Arnie and his dog in the parking lot, you know. And I just looked at the niece and nephew. I'm like, you guys have any idea who you're hanging out with right now?
Hey, Greg, we are having a little bit of issue with your phone. Let's do this right here. Let's hang up, if you will, Philip, and retry that connection, okay? So if we'll try that connection with Greg. maybe we get a little bit clearer. But, yeah, I want to hear more about that for sure.
Yep.
Listen, when we were down there, this was almost last year. And I got to tell you. And I came back and told you about it, Rob.
Yep, you sure did.
He did not look good.
No.
You knew it was close. But he tried so hard to be that person for everybody, and he really never got out of his cart.
Can I tell an Arnold Palmer story real quick while we're waiting?
Yeah.
I'll make it quick. But I was at the PGA Merchandise Show, and I was selling a product that I invented. My mother was diagnosed with terminal cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And I was walking through the show. Mr. Palmer walks in. I introduce myself. I tell him about my mom. I said, at some point, if you'd be kind enough to come by the booth and say hello to her. He said, no, Rob, let's go now. So he walks across the trade show with me, which is unbelievable.
Wow.
Goes into the booth, leans over to my mom, and gives her a kiss and whispers in her ear. And my mom goes, oh, my God, Arnold Palmer kissed me, right? And this is, you know, I gave you the accelerated version because of radio time, but he was such a gentleman.
Yeah.
And to walk across that PGA merchandise show with thousands of people wanting to get a hold of him to do a little act of kindness like that, that's the man he was.
Yeah, there is no doubt. Let's see if we've got Greg Richford back on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line. Greg, are you there?
I'm here, buddy.
There you go. All right, much better, much better. Yeah, so you were telling us the story. Continue on with it.
So, one, that story Rod just said was unbelievable. But that is quite believable because that's the kind of stuff that Mr. Palmer did. But you met my brother, Scott. And you remember he had a marina condo next two doors down from Mr. Palmer's. And I went over there to see my brother one day and out in front in the parking lot are my niece and nephew. And they're throwing a tennis ball around with Mr. Palmer and his dog. And it's just that kind of stuff, you know. It was unbelievable. I turned to my niece and nephew. I'm like, you guys have any idea who that is? And they go, oh, yeah, that's Mr. Palmer. I said, yeah, that's right. That's Mr. Palmer. But pretty neat. It was amazing.
Yeah. Probably didn't really realize at that time who Mr. Palmer was, and kind of certainly nothing like that. But growing up, my next door neighbor in Pensacola, when we were 6, 7, 8 years old, were the McKnights, and the McKnights were aunt and uncle of Don Sutton. So Don Sutton would come over and throw baseball with them and throw with us, and here he is, a big time pitcher for the Dodgers, and we knew who he was, but we really didn't know who he was.
Right.
Right.
Yep.
And that's probably the same thing with Mr. Palmer there. Visiting with Gooch, Greg Richborg, PGA teaching professional, and a person that has played Bay Hill quite a bit. All right. Yeah, we've had the opportunity to play down there. That is such a neat golf course. And for those guys, is it number 6 that they're bombing over the water? Is that what it is, Greg?
Yeah, that's where Bryson hit that couple bombs last year on his way to victory. But that's a tight fairway. It's hard to get it in there. You know, they didn't overseed the fairways this year, and it makes all these dog legs tougher to hold. You can't hit these fairways, so golf course is brutal. I'm glad I'm not playing.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you that was not the path that me and Bobby and Vin took. Okay, we just went right down the right side.
Yep.
That's
smart.
Interesting, very interesting hole now. When the guys are hitting it further, if you don't have the guts, I was watching that the other day. If you don't have the guts to hit that draw,
you're
probably not going to hit the fairway. It's going to go through the fairway, and some guys were when the wind's blowing are bailing right. You did.
I would hit it. Probably trying to hit it through, and if I got lucky and it stayed in, that'd be one thing. But if I hit it through, then it makes the decision simple. You can just chip it out and wedge it on, which is probably the best play. It's just so hard to hit that green and hold that green.
Gooch, one of the things too,
8 iron,
yeah.
You know.
Which is crazy. But one of the things you notice too on TV is these greens are – they are incredible, all right? I know when everybody thinks of golf, you think of Augusta greens. These are not far off of that from speed, are they?
No, I don't. I mean, they're as fast as I think I've ever seen them, especially from what the players are saying. You know, so it's a little borderline. When I'm up there, I can usually walk out after the last round and hit some putts on 11 green, and it's amazing how good they roll, you know?
Yeah, no doubt about it. Hey, Gooch, tell us a little bit. We got you for another minute or two. Hey, tell us about what you're doing now as a PGA teaching professional. Rob, you'll appreciate this, you being
a professional,
too.
I want to hear all this.
He has a very unique gig, okay? He is in Cape Cod.
Okay,
What is it, 6 months out of the year, Greg?
Yeah, 5-6 months. I'm up on Cape Cod at Cape Cod National Golf Club, and I teach out of there. I teach my membership and a little bit outside, and, once it gets cold, I turn around and head south. It's back home for me, and play some golf with Randy, and teach a little bit. And I'm down in Port St. Lucie playing most of the PGA Winter Series stuff, and teaching a bit.
So. Which I got to tell you, I get to play golf with a lot of folks, and one that I really really enjoy is this guy right here.
Yeah,
Gooch is just fun to hang out with. We've had quite the time in the past playing golf together, no doubt about it. And we look forward to having you. When are you coming back up, man?
I will be up there early April, so not too far.
Okay. Good, good, good. Well, we are looking forward to seeing you. Hopefully, on this run, we'll get to play with you a little bit. I got to go work on my game. It is falling fast. Okay. Well, because I'm not playing.
If we're gonna take the combo, you better get your act together.
Okay.
All right. You can't just rely on me anymore. I'm getting old. I'm not good anymore either.
Oh, my goodness. All right, Gooch. Hey, man, thanks for taking time to be with us, bro. I look forward to seeing you.
Absolutely. You guys have a good time out there. Thank you.
Right. Take care.
All right, there you go. Greg Richford, we call him Gooch, PGA teaching professional. Let me tell you, he can stripe it.
Yeah.
He can get it out there.
He sounds like a journeyman. He's been through the game, been around the game, and just could sit around and drink a cold beer or a hot cup of coffee.
And he sounds like a sandbagger, too.
He does.
Doesn't he, Rob?
Yes.
Wow. All right, let me go ahead and give you the leaderboard update real quick. The DP World Tour, formerly the European Tour, finished up from Nairobi, Kenya for the Magical Kenya Open. Your winner from China, 36-year-old Ashan Wu, picks up his sixth professional tour victory, 4 on the European Tour and 2 on the Japan Tour. Rolex rankings, number one, Jin Young Ko, kept up her winning ways on Sunday, carding a final round 66 to reach 17 under overall and taking a 2-stroke victory at the 2022 HSBC Women's World Championship in Singapore. Now, it's Ko's sixth win in her last 10 LPGA Tour starts, and she sets 2 new benchmarks in the record books, marking her 15th. Are you ready for this one, Doug?
I am.
You ready for this
one? I am.
This marked her 15th consecutive round in the 60s and her 30th consecutive round under par.
Oh, my gosh.
And when she doesn't win, Lydia Ko wins, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. And the PGA Tour wraps up today from Rio Grande in Puerto Rico for the 2022 Puerto Rico Open, which is taking place at Grand Reserve Country Club. Now, leading the way, former Michigan State Spartan, 35-year-old Ryan Bream, looking for his first PGA Tour victory. He has a 3-stroke lead at 15 under. The PGA Tour is in Orlando, as we all know, for the 2022 Arnold Palmer Invitational. A Cowboy and a Gator sit atop the leaderboard, looking for his second PGA win from Oklahoma State, former Cowboy, Taylor Gooch, along with former Florida Gator and now the assistant golf coach for the Gators of Florida, Billy Horschel, there at 7 under, 1-stroke better than my man, Victor Hovland. A reminder for you, the GCGA Tour back in action on March the 20th from Kraft Farms in Gulf Shores. It is an Arnold Palmer design course,
yes,
as a matter of fact. So go to GCGATour.com to find out more and to register. GCGATour.com. Come on, it is your tour. There you go. You're now officially up to date on the happenings in the golf world. That's your leaderboard update brought to you by Bridgestone Golf and the GCGA Tour. Coming up in our next segment, we're going to talk with Emily Mello, and she's the director of marketing for Kraft Farms and for Peninsula. They've done a lot of changes over there. They've revamped in the clubhouse. She's going to tell us all about that. If you're down in the Gulf Shores area, they've got some neat little packages going and all that. So she'll tell us all about Elliot. Emily is just she's a treat to talk
she
with.
Is. So I had the pleasure of speaking to her. She's really a nice lady.
She is, and her husband Ryan, not too bad either.
Yeah, exactly.
He happens to be the director of golf there at Kraft Farms. But we'll talk with her about the clubhouse and all that's going on down there. So it should be a ton of fun. If you have an opportunity, you're in that area, pick up the phone. Give them a call, 251-968-3002, and set up a tee time down there.
Doug, Randy, we're sitting here at Timber Creek enjoying an Arnold Palmer. I wanted to mention that. You know, maybe some people don't know what that is, but iced tea and lemonade was Arnold Palmer's favorite drink. So
exactly.
Maybe people should go out and order an Arnold Palmer today in honor of the king.
That would be a neat deal, and he made a ton of money off of that.
Oh, man.
Huh?
That guy, he was the slickest guy maybe in the world because he had it all. And he never went to his head. I mean, if you got the chance just to interact with him for a minute, it was just you and he.
Years ago, this would have been probably around 2006, 2007, something like that. He was down at Craft Forms,
yes.
Okay, because of the design, and I got to actually go up and I stood beside him and got my picture made.
Yes.
He didn't know that he was getting a picture made with me.
Yeah.
But we made it look like that.
No,
anyway.
I think he knew it. I think he talked about it a lot.
I always remember I had a chance to interview him under the oak tree at Augusta when 94, I think it was. But we used to always go early in the week and go to the par 3 and sit on the bank there on the 8th hole.
Yep.
And when Arnold Palmer would walk by, just like you see on television, he would do the thumbs up to everybody.
Yes.
And it's like his eyes would catch everybody in the gallery.
Yeah, he was special.
Yeah.
He was really special.
I got to mention this real quick. While we're enjoying a nice Arnold Palmer, I had a friend of mine just text in, said he's enjoying a nice John Daly. So, all right, don't go anywhere. We've got Emily Mello with us coming up next right here on Southern Fairways Golf Show.
Hi, this is Roger Maltby from NBC Sports. You're listening to Randy Bergen on Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show.
And we welcome you back to Southern Fairways Golf Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. I am Randy Bergen, joined by Rob Bradley, the owner and general manager here at Timber Creek, and a friend of ours. We got to get him hooked up with Roll Tide TV or something, because this hurts every time I say it. But I'm going to see if I can roll it off the tongue again with WarEagleTV.com, Mr. Doug Holton.
I keep trying to get you to do the Roll Tide thing.
I need to do that, and then we put something together. How about that?
There you go.
Hey, let's go to our Jason Young, State Farm Insurance guest line, and welcome in the Director of Marketing for Craft Farms and Peninsula Golf Course, Miss Emily Mello, on our Jason Young phone lines. Emily, how are you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, Randy.
Well, always good to have you. And you've got a lot of things going on out at Craft Farms and certainly Peninsula. Let's talk right away about the clubhouse renovations. That's been happening for quite some time. They're all complete now, correct?
Correct. After over a year, we have a completely new clubhouse, bar and grill, at Craft Farms.
I lost you there for just a second, Emily. I don't know if we're having a phone issue or
I'm
not.
I'm sorry, Randy.
That's no problem. No problem. So tell me what you said there. I did not hear it.
Yes, sir. After a year of renovations, we have a completely new clubhouse with a brand new bar and grill at Craft Farm.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Ryan took us through that during the process, and man, what y'all are doing down there, really, I'm excited to get down there and check it out for sure. Talk about some of the locals special is back. Tell us about that.
Yes, sir. We've got a local special for all of 2020. It changes each season, but right now for spring, locals can play Craft Farms for $65 or Peninsula for $75. It's a really great deal. We hope everybody will come out and enjoy a fantastic round of golf.
And that they will do. That they will do for sure. We're visiting with Emily Mello, Director of Marketing for Craft Farms and Peninsula Golf Course. Rob, I know you have a question.
Hey, Emily. It's good to talk with you. How's the snowbird season going? What's your feel for how the season's been as far as the snowbirds this year?
Gosh, we always enjoy our visitors from up north, and they've been wonderful this year. They've been filling our courses, and we've just loved having them down here.
Fantastic. Do you feel like it plays up comparative to last year as far as our visitors from the Midwest and the North?
Yes, sir. You know, last year we had less people in town because of the hurricane, repairs still being done, and still some COVID was still going around as well. And this year, it seems like we have everyone back.
Oh, that's such great news. I think the popularity of golf is up, and I'm glad to see all the local courses participating.
Yes, sir.
Emily, before we let you go, and this time goes by so fast, let's talk real quick about Peninsula. One of the things about Peninsula, of course, the weather, we love when the weather is great like it is today.
Yes.
Sometimes it's going to rain.
Yep.
Okay, can't help that. Need it. You got to have the rain, right? Well, at Peninsula, guess what? You're never on cart path only. Tell us about that, Emily.
You know how we do it? Well, unlike other courses, our course is designed to drain really well. And our soil subsurface is comprised of 14 feet of straight sand. The result is a course that stays dry even after hard rain, and golfers can always leave the path to drive directly to their ball.
That is awesome. That is awesome. And listen, if you've not played Peninsula, at Craft Farms, both of them, just great courses, and love both of them. But if you want to set up a tee time, you can dial 251-968-3002. Again, 251-968-3002. If you want to go to Peninsula, the phone number is 251-968-8009. There's almost an 89 in there, and I think he might be he's got a question for you, Doug.
Does he?
Yeah, he does. But, Emily, I want to thank you for taking time to be with us. Look forward to having you back on, and we're going to get down there. Of course, we the GCGA Tour will be down there on March the 20th at Craft Farms. We're looking very much forward to that for sure.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Randy, and we'll see you out on the course soon.
There you go. Thank you. Emily Mello, Director of Marketing for Craft Farms and Peninsula. So, great place to go play. You got,
that's
you got
a good
36 holes down. Yeah, 36 holes down there at Craft Farms and 27 at Peninsula.
They
and,
do it right.
They do.
They really
Ryan
do.
Mello is the Director of Golf at Craft Farms, does a great job, and Anthony Vaughn is the the
nice
Director
guys,
of Golf.
Very good at what they do.
They take real good care of you. Hey, let's real quick, we got just a minute here. Let's go back to our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line. I mentioned 89?
Yes.
89 is on the line.
Oh, no.
Okay, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Big 89. Russ Wood, what are you doing, brother?
Oh, man, just keeping the Dogwood 7 looking good. You know, got to keep the lake looking good there, Rob.
Hey, all right, so I understand you got some smack you want to talk with Doug about.
Well, Doug, you know, I lost Mike Pitt this year. He passed and went on to our Heavenly Father. Sad thing, but what was it, last week we lost Lionel James too, and and I played against him in 2 years, and I'll be honest with you, I'd rather tackle Bo Jackson than try and tackle Lionel James. He left my jock strap in the headlight in Legion Field twice.
Yeah, and you couldn't get down that low, right?
Well, it wasn't Matt. He would laugh at you, and he would run around in circles. And you couldn't catch it, you know. And I didn't realize this, but you know, his junior and senior year, he was a leading all-purpose rusher at Auburn those 2 years, all-purpose.
Right. And his first year in the NFL, the leading all-purpose guy.
Right. I mean, it's San Diego, wasn't it?
Yes, with the Chargers.
Hey, Russ, real quick here. All right, so Doug has WarEagleTV.com.
Yep.
Who better to have RollTideTV.com with the little man and the big man?
Oh, my goodness. We're on to something.
How about
there
that, Doug? We put 89 in there?
We need to help Doug out, because I know, you know, that I can't say that WE stuff TV, but, you know, I know it's struggling. But we bring in the Roll Tide, we can help it as well, just like we do every year. We help them out.
You do have to say that to your children, though, right, Russ?
Thank you, Doug. Yes. Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
My kids went to Auburn. Thank you. Thank you for reminding me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my.
Oh, my goodness. They're some smart kids.
Hey, Russ, real quick, before we let you go, we mentioned it at the beginning of the show, the Jackson Clark Foundation will have its first annual JTC Legacy Golf Tournament on Friday, May the 6th at Quail Creek. You're on this board. I'm with y'all on that. Talk a little bit about this tournament. It's going to be pretty neat.
Yeah, the Jackson Foundation, Jackson Clark, Bobby Clark, Robert Clark Holmes, super good guy, and been a customer of mine for 20 years when I was at the Ready Mix organization. He lost his son at 17 years old to cancer, and it was just a battle. And him and his wife have just pretty much rededicated their life to help people with kids with cancer and to avoid it, you know, the things they can do. He's done Boston Butts. He's done some fundraisers, you know, and I've donated stuff over the years. Alabama tickets, you know, Doug, you know, because they mean something. But anyway, it's a great, great thing. So he approached me a year or so ago, talked about a golf. And we got Christy Kelly, who's running it. He used to be with the autism golf tournament, which they canceled it. So we got her on the board, and it looks like it's going to be a, you know, good event. We'll be out at Quail Creek. Bobby's got a lot of connections out there with Bobby Hall, and want to go out there this year. But we're gonna play it out, you know, and move it around. Rob, don't worry, we're coming back to you.
No, that's fine. And I'll tell you what I'd like to do, Russ, is I'd like to donate 4 rounds.
Oh, wow.
Towards that cause, because it's such a great cause, and we want to make sure the community knows we're behind y'all.
Absolutely, we'll get with you for sure. We appreciate that, and anything you want to do, we're gonna have we've got some good sponsors already lined up, and Bobby talks. He goes around and talks to men's group about, you know, young men and cancer, and even cancer for middle-aged men. But he's he's real emotional about it, and it's tough to hear it, but it's a great story.
Hey, Russ, man, thanks for hanging out with us, brother. We're just about out of time, but we're looking forward to that tournament for sure. And, by the way, Russ did fill me in with a little bit. We were talking about the Arnold Palmer.
Yeah.
We were talking about the John Daly, all right? He did let me know that Rolling Rock beer, guess where it was made?
Pennsylvania.
Latrobe, Pennsylvania.
That's it, baby.
All right, so there you go.
Is that what he's
they
having?
They call it the Arnold. I doubt it.
We did. I was Oakville Beer and Wine for 9.5 years. We were the distributor of Rolling Rock when it first came out in Latrobe, Pennsylvania, and they bragged about it, so we called it the Arnold Palmer beer. So there you go.
That's cool. That is cool.
All right, Russ, no show is complete without you on it, for sure.
All right, guys, y'all doing a good job. Y'all keep it up.
See you, Russ.
All right, buddy. Okay. Big 89, Russ Wood. All right.
I watch that video often with Russ on there in 1982.
Making the last tackle
for Alabama and Auburn.
Okay.
He makes a tackle, I think, right before Bo goes over the top.
But Bo did not but Bo did not score on that play.
He did not?
He did not.
Well, I think I saw the ref raise his arms.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Russ has told me 100 times, but he really didn't score.
That's right.
I don't think Russ was looking.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
that's
my
good
goodness.
Stuff.
Man, this hour has come and gone. It's been a lot of fun. Doug, thanks for hanging out with us as always.
You got it. Great
Rob,
to be here.
Rob, thanks for hosting us.
Thank you, Randy.
And thank you for tuning in to Southern Fairways Golf. For our producers, Charlie Moss and Philip Bush, I'm Randy Bergen. Have a great day. Remember this. Guys, we need to be hitting a knee, saying a prayer. God bless America. Bye-bye, everybody.
Amen.